Well, there's something about a good meal that at this point in my life is starting to grow on me and become an enjoyable experience. Spending time with friends around a delectable meal of food and some palate-stimulating drink, some laughter, and just the enjoyment and fellowship of close friends. Something about that and the oneness of the heart that you have with a friend around a table, that's becoming, for me at least, entering into the middle part of my life, something about that that's becoming more enjoyable, more desirable. And no doubt for us, for many of you, the same feeling, sitting around a table with good friends and being able to reminisce and talk about the Lord and the things of life that the Lord has brought into your life. Well, that shouldn't surprise us that a meal and sitting around a table and the fellowship that comes with that is a good thing. And a positive thing to us, because the Lord in His Word describes for us many times how our relationship to Him is like a meal. So the Lord Himself came down, if you recall, the story of Abraham and Sarah, where the three angels, the angel of the Lord Himself, came and they had a meal together, Abraham and the Lord there, where Abraham rushes forth and tells his wife to prepare food for these special and honored guests. Moses and the elders of Israel, as they ascended the mountain for the 40 days, as the Lord delivered His law and all of His words, they also ate with the Lord on the mountain. They had intimate, close fellowship on behalf of all the people, face-to-face with God. The prophets describe this throughout the Old Testament. When Israel sins and when the Lord exiles them from the land and when He disciplines them as His son, as His children, the prophets speak about the restoration of that fellowship and love, and that joining together in harmony and in grace, they describe it in terms of a meal. So, for example, one prophet says this. This is Isaiah chapter 25, looking forward to a day in which the backslidden people of God are returned to fellowship with God. It's described in terms of, quote, a feast of rich food. So imagine this lavish banquet, a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of aged wine well-refined. So a beautiful picture of the abundance of grace and the joining together around a table. That's not just an Old Testament story.